Cartel look the most likely. Clean-up operation led by Scarlett and Mackie. Natanui again. He's an irresistible force. Natanui. Oh, what a goal. What a star he'll be.
Gets it from Mitchell. Bergen kick inside the ball at 50. Here comes Bunny. Wheels around. Gathers the football. Oh, 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 he's kicked a miracle. He's put it through to the outside of the boot, running to the wrong pocket. Oh, can you believe that?
That is delicious.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry, Dylan, you go.
Hello, Mr. B. How are you?
I'm good. Luke? I thought you were going to jump in and do the introduction today.
Hello, my name is Dylan, and I am joined by Luke. How are you, Luke?
I'm fantastic. How are you, Dylan?
Very good.
Did a little bit of a role reversal. How did that feel?
Pretty good.
Oh, fantastic. I think we'll just go back to the status quo as of next week, Dylan.
Okay.
Round 14, I believe it is.
Yes.
Really looking forward to this round of football. We've got some exciting games to run through with you today on Team Talk. On Team Talk today, we'll be running through the teams as always. But Dills, what happened during this week that was a little bit exciting?
The St Kilda interview.
Yeah, the St Kilda interview went to air. And what else happened?
Being put up on the St Kilda website, not the one of the number one things up on their website.
Fantastic. So if you want to check that video out, head to saints.com.au. Otherwise, you can just head to the Radio Karen website if you haven't already heard that interview and check it out. It's pretty interesting listening. I personally have listened to it a few times and have rather enjoyed it. As always, guys, please leave questions on radiokarem.org that you would like answered on the show. And remember to like us on Facebook. We're up to 44 likes, Dills. 44.
I think Tuesday was only 33.
You're only on 33.
We've gone up 11.
We've gone up 11. We're up to 44. We're aiming for 100. By the end of July, 500 by the end of the year. So people, help us out. You can be one of those people that says, I was there from the start. Now, I know you while you're all listening, let's jump straight into the games. First game tonight is Carlton versus Hawthorn at the G. In for Carlton, Sean Hampson and Joshua Bootsma. Out, Lachlan Henderson with a groin and Andrew Collins. And for the Hawks, in come the vice-captain, Jordan Lewis. So I think he'll be skipper tonight. And Brendan Whitecross, out Thomas Murphy and Bradley Hill. Bradley Hill, unlucky to be admitted. He's been a fantastic sub over the last couple of weeks. Dills, tell me about this game.
Carlton has lost 5 of their last 6. Hawks have won 6 of their past 7. The Hawks have won their past 8 matches against the Blues, dating back to round 6, 2005, and 13 of 15 since 2001. They also led Carlton 9-3 in matches at the MCG.
Now, Dills, this is your mob versus my mob.
Yep. And we're versing each other in Supercoach.
We are versing each other in Supercoach, but that's a given. I'm going to beat you.
Oh,
I'm going to destroy you. But that's not the point. Can Carlton win this game tonight?
I think they'll be definitely at their best. Judd will have to have a ripping game with a lot of possessions. Our forward line, Cruiser and Hampson, are two big targets. And then whenever Warnock's not in the ruck, you'll have Hampson, then at least you have Cruiser down there. So. Yeah. Lachlan Henderson is a big out as well.
Who plays on Buddy? Because Henderson would have been the matchup for Buddy.
I think Jamison.
Then who plays on Ruffin?
That's
the problem.
Yes. Who else have we got?
I think they've got Dygan back there.
Yes,
Dygan. Or Watson, the young guy.
Oh, yeah, Watson. But they can't start Yarram as the sub.
Nah, he's been named on the field. He'll be playing on Rioli.
Good.
Yeah.
Two of the fastest blokes in the AFL.
That should be a good matchup. So who are you picking in this one?
I picked Hawthorn by 16.
Hawthorn by 16. I'm going to go Hawthorn by about 37. Now moving on to the next game tomorrow at the G's. Collingwood Fremantle.
Yes. Collingwood Fremantle. In for Collingwood, Kalen Mooney and Jackson Payne. And out, Mighty Clark and Tom Young. New, Kalen Mooney from Ireland. In for Freo, Hayden Ballantyne and Dylan Robertson. And out, Jesse Crichton, Hayden Crozier with illness.
Yeah, the Magpies are 10 wins from 12 games, so they're sitting atop the ladder. The clear game separating them and the logjam of the Swans, Eagles, Essendon and Adelaide. Fremantle's 12th. They're still a mathematical chance of making the finals because they're on 6 wins. But they're vying for that spot with St Kilda, Carlton, Richmond and North Melbourne. this Irishman Mooney, he'll be the seventh player to debut for Collingwood this year.
Really?
Yeah, so they've played seven first gamers this year, which is a fantastic effort considering they're sitting on top of the ladder.
As I said earlier,
a game in clear.
Earlier in the radio show, well, not this week, but when I was on my first time, I said they have a lot of players that they can bring in from the reserves.
Yeah, they do. They develop their kids really well. Now, this Mooney kid, he's from Ireland. He's only ever played 12 games of football. That's not VFL, AFL, juniors. That's 12 in total in his lifetime.
Really?
And he's already getting a game. Marty Clark has described him as being faster than Usain Bolt in a Ferrari.
Oh.
I don't think he's that fast, but I'm looking forward to seeing how he plays. Who wins?
Collingwood.
Yes, Collingwood, easily.
Collingwood will whip them.
Yep. We'll move on to the next game. Adelaide versus Richmond at Amy.
Yep, Adelaide-Richmond. In for Adelaide, Chris Knights and Brody Smith out, Sean McKernan and Matthew Gench. In for Richmond, Grimes, Stephen Morris and Todd Elton, and out, Conker, Batchelor and O'Hanlon.
And the new player for the Tigers?
Oh, yep. New player is Todd Elton from the Stingrays.
Good to see him getting a game. Richmond's building towards a long way to return to the finals footy. But they need to take a big scalp. They've taken Hawthorns. This is the kind of game that will just beautifully set them up for the back end of the season and get them a top eight spot. The Tigers won their last three games at Amy Stadium, so they do like playing there. Given two of those were against Port, but they did beat Adelaide there last time. Will the bye work in favour for Richmond, or will it have a negative effect? What do you think?
No, I think it will help because as they've had the bye, they'll have time to rest up for a big game and get lots of talking to them about from the coach and train harder, get swims in earlier.
Yep. Will Adelaide be able to return to playing the desperate, aggressive football that sees them sitting in the top four?
I think they will.
Yep, so you think they'll bounce back strongly?
Yep.
They were pretty pathetic against North last week.
Yeah.
So who are you going to tip?
I tip that.
I'm expecting Marek to come out and play a blinder against his old club.
Yeah, it's in Amy as well. So yeah.
I'm going to go with Adelaide, but I wouldn't be surprised to see the Tigers get up and get the job done. Now, West Coast versus Gold Coast at Paterson Stadium, at Paterson on Saturday. It's the Battle of the Coasters. For the Eagles, you got in Murray and Newman, and out Thomas Swift. Swift wasn't that bad, so Murray Newman's a new player from Swan Districts. I think they're just trying to blood another player. And for the Suns, in Jared Harbrow, Charlie Dixon, Matty Shaw, and Stephen May. And out, Luke Russell with a hamstring, Rory Thompson with an ankle, Michael Riscatelli with a hamstring, and Seb Tate with the knee.
The Eagles have won 17 consecutive games at home. Gold Coast hasn't won a game in 2012. Selwood will tag Ablett. Can't see the Gold Coast even getting close.
So you think it's going to be pretty one-sided?
Yeah.
How much will the Eagles get the job done by?
Probably 70, 80, if not. Like 90s, nearly
100. Yep. I think it'll be a pretty good fight.
Did you know that my dad used to play cricket with Matt Shaw?
Did he?
Yep. He's a Karen boy.
Oh, is he?
Yep.
And he's playing for the Suns?
Yep.
He's had a couple of games, hasn't he?
Yeah, his mum works at the Paterson Lakes Library.
Oh, does she?
Yep.
Oh, very nice. We should try and get him on the show for an interview.
Mm.
Good on, Dills. I like that. Moving on to Sydney versus GWS, Sydney side rivalry that's building up there.
Yep. Sydney, no change, but for the GWS, in Curtly Hampton, Adam Tomlinson, and girls, no, he's not related to Louis, Chad Corns and Adam Kennedy.
Who's Louis Tomlinson?
From Wonder Woman.
Oh, God, keep going.
Out, Sam Darley, Jack Hodge and Mark Wiley, Taylor Adams with the suspension.
Yep. Well, the Swans have won four of their past five games. They've been pretty impressive. GWS is coming off a very disappointing loss to Melbourne. They were good in the first quarter, but they were poor from then on. GWS needs to maintain the pressure and intensity for four quarters if they're going to be any realistic chance of winning any games this season. Another one, that is. And I would expect a big game from Adam Goods as he tries to find some form running into September.
Yep.
Because he's vitally important for that club's finals aspirations. Now, before we move on, just a quick reminder to everyone that if you do want to leave a question on Radio Karen, please feel free. We do like to answer your questions. Like us on Facebook. We're going to keep on plugging that until we get the numbers we like. And also, make sure you check out all the other shows we've got on Radio Karen. They're pretty good. Have you checked out some of the other ones, Dills?
Yeah. I've been in the room when they've been progressing. So
they're pretty good. Yeah.
We've got a book show, breakfast show.
Yeah. And we've got a German show.
Yes.
Speaking of German, Italy beat Germany this morning. Fantastic. Can't wait for Italy and Spain in the Euro final.
Well, we're talking footy.
Yeah. All right, let's get back to the football. The real football, not soccer, football. All right, Essendon versus Western Bulldogs at Etihad on Saturday night in Essendon. Sam Lonergan out, Angus Monfries with a hamstring. The Doggies, in comes Ryan Hargrave, Will Minson, Lucas Markovic and Justin Sherman. Out, Daniel Gian Siracusa with a foot, Ace Cordy, Mitch Wallace, Mark Austin. How happy would Will Minson be right now that Brock McLean made that tweet and he's not the biggest idiot in the AFL now?
Isn't he?
No. Oh. Brock McLean is now.
Is he?
Yes, after what he said on Twitter. I'm not going to repeat it on the airways because this is a G-rated show, but he's now the biggest idiot in the AFL. Tell me about this game, Dills.
Essendon broke its two-game losing streak with a confidence-boosting win over Fremantle last week. Doggies were smashed last week in the contested ball, an area that they are leading in the AFL. In 2012, so expected a much more physical Doggies team. Sherman comes in to give the Dogs some added run. Cordy is rocked.
Yeah, they did need to lose a big man. They were a bit top heavy last week. Yes. Can the Doggies come close?
Nah, I think they're gonna have to play well in the first half.
Yeah.
If they, I just think they're gonna smash.
You think just think Essendon will get the job done?
A few easy games this round.
Yep.
That's probably gonna be one of them.
Yeah, there are quite a few lopsided games, but we've said that in the past and we've had rounds of upsets. So let's hope this is another one.
Yep.
Next game is Skilled Stadium, Geelong versus Port Adelaide on the Sunday. It's the early game. We've got Geelong in Billy Smets, George Horvin-Smith and Jordan Murdoch. Jordan Murdoch comes from Glenelg. There's no outs as this is an extended bench for the Sunday game. In for Port Adelaide, Ali Patakardile, David Roden, Matthew Lobe, Daniel Stewart, John Butcher, Aaron Young, Thomas Jonas, Nathan Blee, Cameron O'Shea. And the lists of outs, Dominic Cassisi with a hip, Matty Thomas suspended, Hamish Hartlett with that bad hamstring, Jackson Trengo with a dislocated finger, Jared Redden's been dropped, Jay Schultz with the abdomen. I think he's just gone back to SA. He was in hospital for a week, I think, with the lacerated abdominal. And Nathan Blees, the new player from East Perth. Tell me about this game.
Geelong coming off a disappointing loss to the Swans, maybe out of the top four contention. Port was smashed by the Dogs 2 weeks ago and were hit hard by injuries. Should be pretty straightforward win for the Cats.
Yeah, pretty straightforward, you reckon?
Yep, another one of those easy games.
Yeah. You said that they're probably out of top four contention. Are you confident to say Geelong won't make the top four? I think they sit two or three games behind them now.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident that the top four will pretty much stay top four.
Yeah, I think there's still one more change to happen, but we know that already from me. Do you know what shaping is a massive match to go off of just going on the top four tangent? Round 18, Hawthorn Essendon will be massive for the shaping of the top four.
Yes.
Can't wait for that one. Let's move on to the Brisbane versus Melbourne game at the Gabba.
Yes. In for the Lions, Pollack, Karnazes, Yeo and Crisp, and out Matty Maguire with an elbow. In for Melbourne, Stephen Martin, Jake Spencer, Jamie Bennell, Rowan Bale and Lucas Capscott, and out Aaron David and Hammy and Mitch Clark with a foot for the year.
Yeah, it's disappointing that Clark won't be there to face his old side. Yeah. I would have liked to have seen him playing. The D's and Lions both coming off some big wins. Should be, it'll actually be a decent game.
Yeah.
To
be one of the decent
things. Yeah, the Lions beat the D's at the G. I think it was maybe round one or two earlier this year. I'm pretty sure they'll get the job done again.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Lions.
I think the loss of Mitch Clark is just massive.
Yeah.
He's held down their forward line. Stephen Martin will step up and play in the forward line, but he's no Mitch Clark. Mitch Clark has been a fantastic player for him. And we'll move on to the last game of the round, St Kilda versus North at Etihad, the twilight game.
Yep. St Kilda in. Baron Ray, Reece Stanley, Ahmed Saad. And in for North, Matt Campbell, Chris Garner and Will Sirawoski. New Will Sirawoski from Hawthorn.
Yep. I'd go as far as saying this is probably the game of the round. North, the game of the round. North's coming off an impressive win against the Crows. The Saints are playing good football. This is, on paper, the most even match.
Yeah, or Brisbane
will
be.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's not going to be exciting.
This will be a much better quality game.
Yes.
The Kangaroos and Saints are two of the five teams locked together on six wins, so both are looking for a finals berth, so this is going to help their prospects a lot.
Yep.
This game will probably be decided by which forward line can stand up, either Cozzy, Rui and Milne, or Petrie, Tarrant and Thomas. Tarrant played his best game for the club last week.
Yep.
And hopefully the confident attacking physical North Melbourne turns up on Sunday to provide us with a tight physical game, because if they play like they have other than last week, they will get pumped. Good to see Farron Ray coming back into the side. I think he provides him with a lot of run. He's kind of been on the outer since the new coach has taken over.
He played well against Casey on the weekend. So
yeah.
I think I watched some of that.
Oh, very good. So that's probably why he's got the call up.
Yeah. Too fast.
Let's quickly go back through the games and give some tips. Carlton versus Hawthorn. By how much?
16.
I'm going to go Hawthorn by 37. Collingwood versus Fremantle.
Collingwood,
Adelaide versus Richmond,
Adelaide,
West Coast versus Gold Coast,
West Coast,
Sydney versus GWS,
Sydney,
Essendon versus the Doggies,
Essendon,
Geelong versus Port Adelaide,
Geelong,
Brisbane versus Melbourne,
Brisbane,
and St Kilda, North Melbourne.
St Kilda.
I'm still undecided on this one. I'm going to say North Melbourne.
Ooh, so I'm one different.
One different. So, Dills, I'm looking forward to tonight's game when my mob play your mob. I'm pretty sure we'll get the win.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also looking forward to being you at Supercoach this week.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be good fun. But to all our listeners, once again, thank you for listening. We do appreciate your support. As we've said, get those questions off the website. Like us on Facebook. Make a comment on the Facebook page if you want. You can reach us through that. Dills, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show this week.
Yes.
Now,
I loved it.
We've got school holidays starting tomorrow, so the next 2 weeks we may or may not have a show. We're working out some technical issues as we speak. Hopefully we can get the program loaded the way we want it so we can go to air.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'll see you in 2 weeks. Dills, what are you doing on your holidays? Anything fun?
Birthday.
Oh, cool.
Going to watch Carlton.
How old are you turning?
11.
Fantastic.
Going to watch Carlton Collingwood and going up to Inverloch for
nice.
Holidays.
Sounds fun. All right, well, thanks for listening. Hopefully you can stay dry as the rain starts to tumble down, and we will either speak to you next week or in a couple of weeks' time.
Down the outer side for Deledio. Oh, what a mark, Revolt. 4 o'clock for the mark.
Oh, that was an outstanding mark.
In there, use your laser or taser.
Shaw kept it alive. McVay gets to look at the goal with a right foot. Benares kicked it. One of the goals of the year.
This summer was Carmichael Hunt. He's passed the point and goal. Ladies and gentlemen, come on down, Carmichael Hunt. All around Australia, they'll get to see that one.
That was a monster, Hunter.
Have a look at his teammate. Every teammate has run to touch him.